Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for October 25th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Hour two at two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. On your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers, Kirk Crosby's with me. Got great news to kick off this hour. Man, there's sad and glad news everywhere, but this piece is great news. Kurt, Ted Cruz in the mix as we try to find out what is a Republican, huh?
Well, yeah, I didn't know he did this, but I guess he threw his support in for Judge Roy Moore. I was reading an article talking about, well, it's a New York Post article that was telling how crazy the Republicans are for embracing nutty Roy Moore. And yet, way down in the story, it said Mike Lee and Rand Paul endorsed Moore, citing his devotion to the Constitution and, in Lee's words, his reputation of integrity.
And by the way, amen to that.
Yeah. And then it says Ted Cruz joined them Tuesday. So I just didn't know about it. I didn't see any big headline on Drudge. So I had to, basically enter in Ted Cruz, Roy Moore. And, it looks like it's the case. The Hill says Cruz throws support behind Roy Moore in an Alabama Senate race. Kind of what you were saying would happen. These guys are kind of tag-teaming and supporting Roy Moore. They were going to, separate their endorsements so that they could be different media opportunities. And that looks like exactly what appears. It says he's throwing his support behind Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore ahead of the December special election. Cruz praised Moore in a post on his website, portraying the former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice as a constitutional conservative. If you break the Republicans down into, all these kind of different groups, I suppose there's just a few that would call themselves a constitutional conservative.
But there's becoming more of them, Kurt.
And that is the good news. He says voters can choose a liberal Democrat who will stand with Charles Schumer to raise taxes, weaken our military, open our border, and undermine our constitutional rights, or they can choose to elect Judge Roy Moore, a conservative who will proudly defend Alabama's values, Cruz wrote. Cruz also praised Moore's lifelong passion for the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Cruz, they say, is the latest, this is from The Hill again, thehill.com, Cruz is the latest conservative GOP senator to back Moore. They talk about Rand Paul's endorsement and Mike Lee's endorsement. But what is that, three of them? Where's Rubio?
Yes, sir. I'm going to defend a little bit, Kurt, because I suggested, remember, back when these announcements of support for Roy Moore started coming out, I said what we need to do is every day, every couple of days, we need to have another big, supporter come out and endorse candidate Roy Moore for Senate in Alabama. They're taking a page out of my suggestions, Kurt. Every day we hear more people coming out, and so maybe Rubio or maybe some of these other senators are next, and I hope that's the case. Maybe they're timing it on purpose.
Some more of these constitutional conservatives will break out like McCain or something like that, huh?
We can hope.
That's right. Like Hatch, not him, man. Anyway, we're grateful for what we got, and we just hope for more. Yeah,
amen to that. We sure hope for more in
hope
a literal way.
Hope for more.
Now, the interesting thing about it, though, is I really commend them, though. We're getting a lot more coverage out of this by them announcing a few days apart as well, Kurt, just like we had hoped for and talked about. If they all announced on the same day, they wouldn't get near the bang. I don't know. Am I allowed to say that for their buck? they wouldn't get near the prestige and the coverage that they're getting by timing it like this. I want Ben Carson to come out. Oh, he already did. Good news. Okay, more and more people are backing Roy Moore. The question is, when's the Donald going to do something epic to back Roy Moore? Think that's going to happen, Karen?
Well, it's the right thing to do. Some would say, well, you got to look at the tea leaves and, you know, wave your finger in the air. But it's the correct thing to do in this case, you know?
We sure hope.
Yes.
Did you see YouTube got sued, Kurt, by some conservative folks saying YouTube is literally shutting down our videos? They're claiming their hate speech, which is a flat-out lie manipulation, and they're calling them unfit for children, and that isn't true either. And so now a lawsuit against YouTube.
Well, that's how the left, you know, the liberals or whatever you want to call them, the enemies of the republic typically do it. So I guess we got to learn from them, huh?
Yeah.
Our buddy Steve Engel used to always tell us that. And so I think he's right on target.
Amen to that. I have another piece of good news. It's all about Rand Paul. Don't know if you saw this.
Yes.
But Rand Paul introduces bill to restrict intelligence agents' snooping powers, Kurt. Did you see that?
Okay, so then they would snoop on us less?
Yes, sir. That would be the attempt. That would be
the
goal.
Well, any of that would be better, so we're a little bit more secure in our papers and our et cetera. Wow. Huh.
Now, you know, how far that'll get, time will tell. But, again, the problem is, see, Rand's doing a lot of good stuff, but we don't even get wind of it unless we just hunt. It's just like a needle in a haystack trying to find the news about the things that are being done that are positive about Donald, about Rand Paul, about Mike Lee, about, you know, Roy Moore, about all these things. It's just hard to get the information. I mean, I literally had to look through like 50 websites to even find this little headline that said Rand Paul introduces bill to restrict intelligence agents' snooping powers. I think it's fantastic news. I just wish it wasn't so hard to get this information, Kurt.
Yeah, I guess this one goes along with it. It says Senators Rand Paul and Ron Wyden, I don't know, I've never heard of him, unveil long-awaited privacy-protecting surveillance reform bill. And then the subheadline reads, The Fourth Amendment Matters to Some Legislators. It's by
Amen
Scott
and thank
Shatford.
Heavens for that, yeah. Right, Kurt?
Yeah. I guess this Wyden guy, Ron Wyden, senator, is a Democrat from Oregon. And this bill that he's teamed up with, Rand Paul, and I guess they say Senator Richard Burr, Republican of North Carolina, this thing will significantly restrain the federal government from accessing information collected without warrants.
Amen. Do I agree with that reality check, huh? But again, this news is so hard to find, Kurt. Take you to go on an epic quest to even discover the good things that are happening.
Well, and of course, you got to simply say, hey, if you're not looking in the right places, then you won't find the right kind of news. And
that's right. And, that's a great point.
The fact is, if we could bring it to you, you know, it's there. You just have
to. We will.
Hunt for it.
Yeah,
you know?
You're right about that. Anyway, a good shout out to Rand Paul, though, and Senator Wyden or whatever. And, you know, good for these guys, Senator Burr, whatever. Good for all of them. Where's Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and some of these others to jump on the bill to make it go viral and to tell the tale? And, you know, we hope they jump on it quickly.
I guess what it is, you know, something in a committee or whatever, it's a draft of a bill. So I don't know for sure if they, you know, have to do with it, but they do say there's some support in the House where a bipartisan companion bill has been introduced by Representatives Zoe Lofgren. She's a Democrat, I guess, from California. And then you got Ted Poe, Republican of Texas, Beto O'Rourke, Democrat of Texas, And they put update to Republican Michigan Representative Justin Amash.
Now, just imagine.
Is also a co-sponsor.
We talked about Josh Brown last hour. Just imagine if a million Josh Browns started promoting this thing. They called Fox and CNN and ABC and CBS and NBC and the late night TV shows and Conan O'Brien or whatever and all these different people. Just imagine what could happen. We could force that to be the topic of the day. Anyway, good for Rand Paul and good for the counterparts in the House of Representatives on that one. By the way, sad news, George Soros linked to the Southern Poverty Law Center's fake hate is now documented by Liberty Council. We'll talk about that in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, the Southern Poverty Law Center is now linked to George Soros and the, quote, fake hate. Now, you got fake news, but now there's fake hate, Kurt, where they run around and say everybody's full of hate. And George Soros funding the Southern Poverty Law Center big time, and Liberty Council, Matt Staver and crew are warning about this is a serious, serious issue, Kurt.
Well, yeah, you know, it's, hey, more of the same. And when you look at this Rand Paul, Ron Wyden deal here was there when they introduced this bill this morning, and they said, or I guess it was yesterday morning, they said, without common sense protections for Americans' liberties, this vast surveillance authority is nothing less than an end run around the Constitution. That's what the Wyden, the senator from Oregon, said. Our bill gives intelligence agencies...
Are you back on this bill thing again?
Well, I just feel
okay,
like
so
this is pretty important.
Tell everybody what you're talking about again, because we tried to switch gears. Now, you're still back on the story we were talking about a second ago. Rand Paul introduces bill to restrict intelligence agencies' snooping power. So Ron Wyden is with Rand Paul and the House on this bill, right?
In the Senate, yeah.
Well, along with the House, though, in a companion bill, right?
Well, there is a House bill as well, but this is what the two senators released. And, you know, when I look at you know, the news of the day that is, I guess you could say, in my view, important. This one would be a top piece, but I just...
Oh, yeah, that's why I brought it up. It's an important
piece,
for sure.
About it, you know, and...
I'd try to call Rand Paul to get him on the radio with us about it to discuss it in detail, but it's a waste of my time. I've tried that so many times, I'm blue in the face. So unless a million of us do it, it won't have any effect.
At least in my opinion, one thing that we can say is we can look at his own words either from his Twitter feed or from, you know, his own emails that he sends us. Or
yeah, that's right.
Whatever. And then you can do that because he is kind of like us that has a limited amount of time, and even for, you know, his friends, I suppose. I even don't have enough time for everything I'd like to get done.
Yeah, you're right about that. But that's why we bring it up. We brought this story up because it's important, because the mainstream press isn't telling you about it. It is vitally important. All right, so what's Senator Wyden saying?
Well, he says our bill gives intelligence agencies the authority they need to protect our country, but safeguards our essential freedoms with new provisions requiring judicial oversight and pushing back on the creeping expansion of secret law.
And boy, do we need that. They're spot on.
And let's see, Senator Paul, that was what Wyden said. Senator Paul says, Congressman must not continue to allow our constitutional standard of innocent until proven guilty to be twisted into,
amen,
if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. The American people deserve better from their own government than to have their internet activity swept up in warrantless, unlimited searches that ignore the Fourth Amendment.
Amen.
Our bill institutes major reforms that prove we can still protect our country while respecting our Constitution and upholding fundamental civil liberties.
Can you make sure Josh Brown knows about this one?
Not really, Sam. I don't have the time to, and I don't think that's effective in my own opinion.
What, for Josh Brown to be aware of it and call his congressman? You don't think so?
Yeah, I won't be able to get that done. There's just no way for me to get it done, and I don't have the time to, and I got a lot of other things to do, just like you do, right?
I know. There's not enough time. You're right about that. But I think Josh Brown's doing a good job, and I hope he finds out about this, because he might, you know, find out where his congressman stands or senator stands and expose that and make news coverage over it. I commend Josh for it, you know? I think he's doing a good job, and I think if we could find more Josh Browns, Josh Brown is kind of symbolic in that all of us can become Josh Browns. That's what I would hope for. All right, anything else on this Rand Paul thing? I think Rand Paul's doing good.
Nope.
It's just hard to contact him. He's hard to get a hold of. All right, George Soros and the Southern Poverty Law Center is attacking Liberty Counsel still, Kurt. They're in an epic battle for their very lives, according to Matt Staver. Our prayers are with those folks. I wish I had more money to give Liberty Counsel, because they're doing a great job, in my opinion. They're in one of the most epic battles of our country, really. George Soros and the promoters of fake hate literally attacking Liberty Counsel and others. In my opinion, Liberty Counsel is one of the premier Christian organizations doing a great job for liberty in America. And they're under siege, according to Matt Staver. And again, this is an example where, you know, we can get a hold of Matt, though. When we call Matt, you know what? They actually, you know, get him, and he can jump on the radio with us and help out. And I think he's as busy as everybody else. But, you know, he makes time, and he's doing the best he can. And I'd like to help them in every way possible. Any comments on Matt Staver and those guys?
Matt Staver, great guy. We watched him for years. The Liberty Counsel doing great work. You know, like so many of our other friends, and we hats off to him.
I try not to call him too much because I know he's super busy, but once in a while we call, try to get him on the radio, and he ends up coming on the radio, Kurt. Last time I called him, they're like, yeah, no problem. Matt's traveling. Can you wait a couple of days? And then they called me back, and they said, hey, he's back and free now and would love to set this up, and boom, he was on the radio. It was incredible. So anyway, those guys are good. But I guess the universities are kind of against us, huh, Kurt? They're kind of debating something internally, aren't they?
Well, yeah, they're, you know, the headline from thecollegefix.com says Kent State, and if you don't know what Kent State is, it's a university. And the headline reads, Kent State mulls whether telling someone, quote, you need Jesus, end quote, is hate speech. They say a Christian student leader is demanding an apology after a poster distributed by Kent State University asked if stating you need Jesus could qualify as hate speech. It just illustrates, at least in my opinion, the hostility on some, and I would put that in quotes, college campuses. I think there are other college campuses where, you know, that isn't a problem.
And, yeah, you're right about that.
What we need to do is, of course, support those and defund the problem areas, in my opinion.
Yes, and I think it really depends on what we do about it, though. If enough of us, you know, kind of speak out in a polite way to talk about this and make this an issue, you know, if we get involved, then I think that, you know, they're trying to determine. Are they just going to see which voices are the loudest or which group is the most unified and on this? Or what do you think is going to help them decide this? Because they're mulling this question around. What do you think is going to be the telltale, Kurt?
Well, just imagine if the tables were turned and it was the, you know, the Christians that were saying, hey, if you tell me about homosexuality, you bring up lesbianism, you bring up communism, you bring up socialism, that's hate speech, and you'll be put in prison for it. I mean, if you said that, Sam, and you tried to push that idea, they'd be like saying, hey, freedom of speech.
Yes, they would. See, that's why we need Kurt Crosby's in the media to point out this, you know, double standard hypocrisy. It's our belief that they have a right to their viewpoints just as we do, and that's why we lay that off of them. You know, we don't interfere when they want to promote socialism or communism or pro-death policies or whatever you want to say. We just kind of say, well, they have the right to say that even though we disagree and we're polite. These people aren't. They don't have tolerance. They don't have patience. They don't have room for our views. They're trying to marginalize everything we do. But I think Kurt points out a wise, you know, viewpoint on this. And I think we need more folks like Kurt Crosby. Just maybe Kurt Crosby should go speak to the Kent State campus. What do you think, Kurt? You could speak on First Amendment rights to the Kent State campus.
Oh, I'm doing that right now, Sam.
Are you?
And anybody there at Kent State can listen, and they can take what we've said and pass it around and share
it. That's a great
point. You know, that kind of thing. And that way I can still be able to fill up my honey jars and do my other work and my five or six jobs, you know, to pay the rent. And,
that'd be awesome.
You know, keep the doors open. Yeah.
Or maybe we can get enough dollars in here to pay Kurt so that he actually can, you know, break off a little bit of time to go speak, you know, and his family wouldn't starve in the process. Maybe you can go work for McDonald's, Kurt. They're doing some epic stuff. We'll tell you about it in seconds. Sam and Kurt, McDonald's on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. In an effort to mock the trend on some campuses to shield liberal students and professors from having to deal with free speech that they don't agree with, college Republicans are setting up safe spaces for liberals. The conservative students set up playpens, diapers, and pacifiers. They're also playing with coloring books, the young Republicans posting images of their mockings. For the first time since the Cold War with the Soviet Union ended in 91, the Air Force has put its fleet of nuclear bombers on 24-hour alert. That's been done because of the growing advance in the rhetoric involving North Korea. The major base where Weapons Command is based is Barksdale in Shreveport, Louisiana. B-52 bombers will be fully loaded with nuclear weapons, parked near the end of the super long runways. The crews will sleep in nearby quarters. This is very reminiscent of what happened at the massive Castle Air Force Base in Central California near Atwater during the height of the Cold War. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The county sheriff is the first line of defense in preserving the constitutional rights of all citizens. To help your sheriff keep his oath of office, join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Who taught you skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, I'm a little scared to do this, Kurt, but I'm just going to do it anyway. Do you think I ought to try this? I just want to tell you right now, Kurt Crosby, you need Jesus, my friend. And I want to tell me, myself, and I need Jesus. And you out there listening, you need Jesus. Now, if enough of us did that, you know, Kurt always says what we need to do. When they tell you they can't, you can't bring a Bible to school or you can't be religious in school or whatever, that we ought to just have an epic Bible out, if you will, and enough Americans ought to just take their Bible to school. We ought to have take your Bible to school day every day kind of thing. This is a perfect example of what are they going to do if millions of us just say, Kurt, you need Jesus. Or, you know what, President Trump, you need Jesus. Or all you folks over there at Kansas State University, especially the ones of you that are questioning my First Amendment rights, you need Jesus. What do you think, Kurt? We need to bring our Bibles to school, as you point out, and we need to tell everybody they need Jesus.
Yep, it's nice to have solutions you can work on and things you can,
amen,
you know, push forward.
And these ones don't even cost any money, Kurt.
Yeah.
Well, unless you don't have a Bible, then I guess you'd have to buy a Bible first to take it to school.
There are places you can get one of those for free, I guarantee you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And if somebody's really struggling for a Bible, let me know. I'll help you. I'll make sure you can read the good word of the Lord. All right, McDonald's in the news, Kurt. Maybe you could work for those folks and you'd have a seventh job, Kurt. They're
good
doing
point,
awesome.
Sam. Yeah. You know, the headline reads, this is an AP story, but the headline reads, McDonald's U.S. sales boosted by $1 sodas and 2-for-5 deals. Now, what kind of amazing thing are they pulling out of the hat here, Sam? What do you think is happening here?
Well, first off, they get the sodas for what, 15 cents maybe, Kurt?
You think? I was thinking more like 3 cents, something like that. You know,
I don't know. By the time you got to pay for the overhead, Kurt. You can't just count just the soda itself. You got to have the cup. You got to have the drive-through. You got to have the store. You got to, you know. So what I'm saying is that you got to have the electricity. You got to have whatever the ice made. And if the ice machine breaks, you got to fix it. And so I'm just talking about all the overhead. It might cost them, you know, 10, 15 cents a soda to make one available to you to, you know, have the labor to, you know, fill it up and serve it to you. All, the whole thing is probably 15 cents maybe. Do you think I'm way off on that?
I can tell you this, that I don't want to debate it with you, because when you and I debate, hey, it's never very pretty for me, you know?
Well, either way, so, it doesn't matter if it's 3 cents like you say, or whether we, you know, discuss all the overhead that it takes, or, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter if it's 3 cents or 15 cents. The point that you asked is, hey, you know, what do you think this all means? I'm saying they're making a massive profit on soda pops, right?
Well, yeah, and, you know, this AP story that's Dateline New York says cheap soda and burgers helped bring more people into McDonald's. Wow. Imagine that kind of thinking, moving, you know, company forward. I just look at it and think, hey, this is the oldest kind of duh moment in the, you know, business that we've ever seen. It's the same old stuff. And government could take this same, what would you say, thing into place. In other words, where governments are less taxing to their citizenry or whatever, then the citizens like to go and live there or participate there. And, you know, we're seeing that. But in this case, the fast food company said that sales in the U.S. rose 4.1%. We almost went to McDonald's, Sam, because I had heard things about, you know, how they got pricier burgers, according to this story, which are stuffed with crispy onions, kale, or guacamole. I mean, that's just like coming out of the closet for McDonald's. They're based in Oak Brook, Illinois, by the way, and they've been working to modernize their restaurants, they say, by adding mobile ordering and offering delivery through the Uber Eats app. It's also been tinkering with its menu. A little tinkering going on here. As more people shun processed foods. Oh, wow. People are shunning processed foods, Sam. That's good news. It removed, get this part, artificial preservatives from their nuggets. And they're working to use fresh beef in its quarter pounder burgers. Wow. Now, what I want to ask you, Sam,
news on every front.
What moved them to do this?
I would submit the people started demanding it.
Yeah. So,
and
in other words,
they want to put the supply there, you know?
I, at least in my opinion, the competition has moved them to do this, and that you see these so many places like you know, hunt out fresh tasting, good, you know, full of vegetables, all that kind of stuff. And so many people are doing that, and they're realizing that, hey, they can live better like that. They don't have to carry an extra 50 pounds around. The CEO there, Steve Easterbrook, we rarely, you know, commend McDonald's, but, you know, here's an instance that says, we're building a better McDonald's and more customers are noticing. Now, here's, you might want to give some continued suggestions, Sam, but I figured you might come up with a few. But overall, they say the company reported net income of $1.88 billion, and that's up from $1.28 billion. Now, revenue fell, they say, but it fell 10% to $5.75 billion. They say analysts expected $5.8 billion. But anyway, the company said it brought in less revenue as it switches more stores from company-owned restaurants to ones owned by franchisees, especially, they say, in China and Hong Kong. So if you're heading to China so you can go to McDonald's, hey, you know, I guess that would be a real reason to visit China, huh, Sam? You got any of those recommendations for McDonald's on how to be more profitable?
Yeah. Number Sam? One, keep it up. You know, move towards the, as I mentioned, there's a demand for this. And you mentioned competition, Kurt, which I think is kind of the saying the same thing from a different angle. The reason there's competition in this is because there's demand for it. And other folks have saw or seen that this is the way to go. And now McDonald's finally starting to see it. And all I know is there is a move towards healthier eating and healthier lifestyles. And I think that's a good trend. I think Americans are expecting it. And so they create this demand. And so there's competition to provide supply. And McDonald's is on board with this. And I commend them. Now, for me personally, they're going to have a long time to live down their old ways, which is a bunch of, you know, toxic food, pink slime, you know, bad food. You know, they're going to have a row to hoe to get me to trust them again. But I think it is
kind of like if McConnell came out and said, look, I'm going to be a constitutional conservative.
That's a great point. I'd be like, I don't think so. You're going to have a hard time convincing me. But I could be convinced if you're steady and consistent long enough. And if we hear good enough stories like this story, and if Kurt goes to McDonald's and he's like, hey, I read the ingredients list. It's got phenomenal food. It tastes great. It's, you know, low calories or a lot of vegetables or, you know, there's not pink slime in the meat. It is fresh meat now and stuff like that. I could be eventually convinced and start to gain trust. I'm not just trying to always be negative. I'm just so hesitant because of the past.
Now, I'll give you one more thing that they could do that would get me in there, maybe even today. As they would report and they'd say, look, we've looked at Chick-fil-A's success and how they're more profitable per each restaurant than any of the fast food restaurants in the world. And so we want to duplicate their effort and we're closing on the Sabbath. I mean, just imagine if McDonald's did that, Sam. I mean, whoa. Baby, they'd just be saying, hey, we're doing it so that we can be profitable. I mean, imagine that.
There you go.
Yeah.
I agree with that. And so I think being closed on Sunday is one of the great answers. Building, you know, transparency in what their food actually contains to where it's not pink slime and all kinds of preservatives and, you know, get rid of that stuff and have transparency and clean, good, fresh food. And I think people will start to go to McDonald's again. When I was a kid, McDonald's was like almost a rite of passage if you were a kid. Going to McDonald's was like, Dad, can we go to McDonald's today? And Dad was like, sure. And everybody was super happy. And, you know, they can bring that back, but it's going to take doing the things that we highlight here. And if you want to look at Chick-fil-A, by the way, one last comment that I'll give McDonald's, you don't got to just do so by cutting costs and being the low-cost leader. What you got to do is build service and quality into your mix. And I think people actually might even pay a couple of pennies more for those things, Kurt. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. So McDonald's, U.S. sales boosted. I think that's great news. I like it when companies do well, and I think the more they meet demand by providing the supply people want, the more competition we have, the better things will be in America. And I appreciate McDonald's coming to the table for that. And, you know, Kurt, you can go to McDonald's. Let me know how it is. And if it's, if I get more and more reports from good, honest people that I trust that they're doing well, hey, I might start considering McDonald's again. What do you think of that? I think by word of mouth is some of their best advertising they can ever get, by the way. Have an incredible experience at McDonald's. All right, Kurt, Amazon is testing its own delivery service to rival FedEx and UPS. Did you see this?
Yeah, I did, and I was going to ask you about this. I guess my first question would be, do you think it's going to work? But I think that's pretty easy, to answer, since Amazon basically can do almost anything, right? I mean, they just come up with it and start working on it and do it.
Yeah, and I think success breeds success, though. I mean, in other words, how much shipping in the United States is Amazon's shipping? So what I'm saying is, once you get to a big enough freight train a rolling, so to speak, then the question becomes, A, if they move their own business, can it be sustainable on its own? And I think they're big enough to where it could be.
I agree.
And I think, I think the reason FedEx and UPS are being challenged, Kurt, is because, you know, some folks think they can do it better, faster, cheaper.
Well, and, at least if anybody can do it, Amazon certainly can. I mean,
I think so.
They've got that potential, and I wouldn't put it past them all. I'll bet you, those rival services, FedEx and UPS, are trying to fine-tune their operations,
Amen, but I'm going to bring up one issue in defense of FedEx and UPS. First off, they got to compete with the government for shipping.
Yeah, good point.
And that makes a very, tough
That's
road
a problem.
To hoe. And therefore, it's very hard for them, I'm sure, regulatory-wise and competing with the federal government and anything else, to build a better mousetrap. Secondarily, when there's only FedEx and UPS, kind of two main shippers in America. Now, I know there's DHL and a few other kind of offbeat whatevers, but there's really only two, FedEx and UPS primarily. There's just not enough competition there. And so I really like Amazon's entry into this because maybe it'll make, Amazon will make FedEx and UPS a little more hungry and a little more desire to. Maybe that competition will drive costs down and really make shipping a bargain again, Kurt, and make better service and more competition and less costs and quicker deliveries. And, all I'm saying is that can only be good, in my opinion. What we need in addition to this? A companion bill or a bill to have the federal government get out of everything except for basic mail service and not compete. So then you'd get rid of a lot of the regulation and the, in my opinion, moral hazard in that space. You let Amazon and FedEx and UPS, DHL and whoever else battle it out. The government would be basically just say, we'll deliver slow mail, constitutional letter delivery service and nothing more. You get government backing out of that space, you reduce the regulations, and you let competition rock and roll. I only say this because if Donald and Congress are listening, that's a great way, in my opinion, they can create a level playing field and get out of the way and let that free market rock and roll. And that would be our hope, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's right. And, so many times it seems like we've seen areas where the government's actually privatized things. Now that means you take a government entity and then let the private sector take it over, but I mean it's not been very many times, frankly, and hardly ever. I would pretty much call for the privatization of the postal service, Sam, in that I don't really see any Any real continued need for the same kind of thing that we've gotten and or that we've had for so many years? I understand there's certain less, zones or places where you get less service and that kind of thing. But, with the system like it is and the opportunities that are available with email and all these different things, I just don't see that we need to continue to prop up. And I say that, in big quotes, we've spent boatloads of money on the Postal Service, and they continue to keep doing things that, in my opinion, they shouldn't be doing and not, the things they should be doing. So I call for, the move to privatization for the Postal Service and a lot less government support, in that we want the private sector to take that back over,
That's yeah, the I touchy see. Topic there is some constitutionality for the post office to exist.
I see it. But
I agree with Kurt completely that, there's got to be a way to say, do we need this now? What once was a necessity for communications isn't a necessity anymore, Kurt. I think spot on. And whether we roll back the post office to very limited service to fulfill its proper constitutional mission and get it out of the competition or the tampering with the private sector, and or whether we constitutionally say, hey, we can, get this out of existence entirely because we don't need it anymore. I support either plan. But your point's well taken. I don't disagree at all. I think the sooner we really look at that, instead of just losing money hand over fist, the better off we are. And there are those of, who would say we just don't like government. But, hey, I think Kurt's right. We don't have the need for it that the Founding Fathers had, do we, Kurt?
So many of the constitutionally based kind of things that were in there, at first, at least, they've just gone so far past do you think George Washington would go into a post office a day, see all the gifts and the all the other things being offered, and they most of the time the lack of real efficiency, and I don't mean that there's not good people there, I deal with good people at the post office quite often, but in my opinion, with the union kind of connections and all these other government controls and government stuff, then you just get, a mediocre product at best, in my opinion.
Amen. I agree.
Yeah.
So let's work on it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. I guess there's a student in the news, and they got a MAGA hat or mega hat. Is that what you call it, Kurt?
Well, it stands for Make America Great Again.
I know, but are they calling that MAGA now?
But yeah, MAGA. I don't know, MAGA. It's interesting to me that almost any time it's some other hat, some other kind of thing, they'd say the whole thing, but they just don't have space to put that Make America Great Again on there. But in this case, Sam, some guy had a hat, and was walking along with one of these. They're typically bright red. By the way, I have them available for anybody in white, black, red. We got about four or five different kinds for anybody that wants them. But this guy was on the UC Riverside campus, and his name is Matthew, and he was wearing his Make America Great Again hat. And some girl... they call her a young Latina woman in this story. Her name is
Edith Macias. I wonder
if
she's illegal.
It doesn't ask anything about that. But they say she swiped his hat. Now, they've got this on video. They posted it on Facebook, etc. But she posted Make America Great Again, coded, continue the genocide of POC. I don't know exactly what POC is, but I guess it's people of color, I think. Then it says, you feel safe because you've got the cops and politicians on your side. You're not safe. Just saying, we need to make racists scared, she wrote. The guy, you know, ran after her demanding his hat back recorded that, by the way. In this case, the guy was behind the camera as he exchanged words with the girl. She took the hat to the student life office and demanded he not be allowed to wear it. That's a 9-minute video, by the way. It's been viewed some 4.5 million times since it disappeared off Facebook. You know, they say mysteriously. And he has since reposted it, by the way. The guy told the college fix that at first he declined to press charges because he was told it was only a misdemeanor and he didn't want to burden the court with a minor infraction. But they call it the hashtag snatch a hat video posted on her Facebook page, which films her grabbing his hat off his head, shows she took it off his person. That rises to the level of a felony theft charge, he said. He was told by campus police. So anyway, long story, but it's just interesting to see this.
And she's trying to make the university defend her and pay her rent now, too, right?
Yeah, you know, she's feeling like they need to come up with housing costs in order to make her safe from threats of harm, pay for alternative housing, and I'll bet she'll get it, Sam. You know, she wants other things as well, but pretty interesting. All the guy wants, I think, is his hat.
He wants his hat back, yeah.
He wants the freedom to wear a hat that says, Make America Great Again.
Imagine that.
I mean, what a kind of crazy
All right,
guy.
Give a teaser. San Diego. We can't talk about the story enough today, but we can tease it for tomorrow. Okay?
Oh, man. You know, in other college news, San Diego State is offering what's called gender-affirming therapy to students. That's where you can try to figure out what kind of sex you are. If you're a he, she, it, or they, them, there. I mean, it's just...
I thought if they're going to affirm gender, they'd be like, hey, gender is an eternal characteristic of humans, and therefore, you know, whatever you're born as, you really are. And you can't, you know. Do you think they're going to be affirming that, Kurt?
I don't think so, Sam. But I sure wish it were the case.
We can only hope and pray. We'll talk about that more tomorrow because it needs vetting. We need the details on the story and more. But anyway, there it is, a teaser for next show. We declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com. Get involved.